God is the creator and the author of life. He alone has the right to take it. And I think that that is a position that the Bible teaches from beginning to end. And I think it's that culture of life that we should be fostering and make sure when people talk to us about it that they understand God's for life. Because he's the creator of it. He's going to be the one who will restore our bodies one day in the resurrection. That's something that people will not believe until they're Christians, perhaps. Yes, Joe. We'll close right now, I think. After one verse. Pardon? Yes, go on. Okay, you say the Lord does guarantee a freedom of spirit, meaning? Yes, as believers we can choose. We can choose to obey, and we can choose to disobey. We have the capacity within the limits that God has set to make those choices. And the whole point about life is that we should make those choices that are going to be uplifting and upbuilding in order to honor Him. Test the class or what? In class. Teacher made false statements deliberately. That's people's sniffers weren't working. Yeah. Sadly. So he should have been corrected. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Truth means you're subject to correction. That's right. Yep. That's right. Always asking questions is always okay. Always. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word, and we thank you that it does give us the freedom in the Holy Spirit to be able to challenge and to test the things that are said, the things that are taught against the acid test of the Word of God itself. How we thank you that you've given us a benchmark, that you've given us a standard by which we can measure all of these professions of teaching and prophecy. And we pray, Father, that we will have good Holy Spirit sensitized spiritual sniffers, that we'll be able to discern falsehood from truth by virtue of comparing what is said to what the Scriptures say. Thank you for the clear and important teaching that Peter is giving us here in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.